Thoughts in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Or you can email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Another great day. We are one day closer to the holiday weekend. And I know we're getting close to the 4th of July because Mandan Rodeo Days are going on now over at Mandan. So a lot of cowboys, a lot of rodeo stuff going on, and lots of fun. And the weather is cooperating. So looking forward to that, Scott.
By the way, is Gabby Giffords going to show up there or not? This is really getting confusing. I know a lot of our listeners have said, hey, we want to know when Gabby Giffords is coming because we would like to be there to present a different viewpoint than her suggestion that somehow we need more gun laws. And there was a fairly big to-do that she was coming to the state. And where and when is like a closely held secret here. I'm starting to think this is just a photo op. They're going to be able to say they were here, but they don't actually want to interact with anybody that disagrees with them.
Doing a bus tour. And did you catch the news story from last night? They showed up at a gun range, and they still say they're gun supporters. They just want tighter background checks and want some more government clamps down on your gun ownership rights.
Well, they originally were going to be in Mandan tomorrow afternoon at the rodeo. That's when you mentioned that, and that was supposed to be tomorrow morning, and then they were going to be in the afternoon in Fargo. Well, they've announced that they'll be in Fargo at Atomic Coffee. First, they said a gun store. Maybe no gun store would have them. I don't know, but I mean,
I
all the
doubt
details.
Anybody would let them in.
The locations keep changing, and they sent out this email saying, hey, if you'd like to go, send us an email, and we'll send you a note back of when this event is, and that's a little odd. But anyway, Fargo, we know, 3 o'clock, Atomic Coffee, which is a little coffee shop downtown Fargo, but there's no announcement on Bismarck, and there's nothing on Bismarck. So why you would announce the afternoon event before the morning event, I don't know. So I don't know if Bismarck isn't happening now. Or what's going on? So,
well, they're coming from the East Coast because I believe that it started in Connecticut, or they were in Connecticut last night. It seems like an odd routing if they're going to come to Mandan and then turn around and go back to Fargo. But what we were told earlier was they were looking at a morning event in Mandan on the 3rd.
Anyway, when we know, you'll know, and all we know now is on their schedule is 3 o'clock, Fargo, Atomic Coffee, and nothing in the way of details on the appearance at the Mandan Rodeo. When we get it, we'll let you know. Just wanted to let you know that they're being a little elusive about this. We've also invited them to come on the air, and so far they've not agreed to do that, so we're working on it. Guests on the program today, Eric Hardemeyer will be here. He's the president and CEO of the Bank of North Dakota. Why is the federal government in the student loan business?
Because they like making money and controlling our lives. Oh, wait a minute. Is that the right answer?
Well, controlling our lives for sure. Making money, I don't know, because they're broke. But
now, these are the numbers from last year. $585 billion. That's over $500 billion is what the federal government generates from student loans. It's a for-profit business. That's what student loans are. It was done under the guise, and I had my loans through the Bank of North Dakota. I considered Bank of North Dakota, when I was going to the University of North Dakota, a local bank, a local lender. I had that flexibility of being able to call up on the phone, talk to a body, hey, I'm a struggling student, I'm not going to school this semester, hey, we can hook you up with a forbearance, do you want to pay the interest up front, or do you want to pay the interest later, have it tacked on, what do you want to do, we'll work with you. You're going to get that latitude from the federal government? Absolutely not. It's local lending. And then the Bank of North Dakota was mandated to get out of the student loan business. For all intents and purposes, all local lending was. You had to fall into the criteria of the federal government's loan program. And it was done under the guise of keeping rates low. I paid a little bit more for the rates at the Bank of North Dakota, but it was worth it to me as a customer to go to a vendor that I could call up and work with. I considered a local vendor for my business. And they've taken that aspect out of student loans. It is a for-profit business. And the federal government's cleaning up with it. Over $500 billion, and those were last year's numbers.
There's been a story in the news of late about interest rates doubling because of a food fight. Actually, Democrats are sparring over this one in Congress. And so we're going to get to the bottom of where that's at on rates, and also just talk with Eric Hardemeyer about it from the Bank of North Dakota. And also on the program today, David Newman. He is an NDSU assistant professor, state swine extension specialist, but he's here to bring you and I to barbecue boot camp, Steve. We're going to Barbecue Boot Camp today on the program. There is a NDSU Barbecue Boot Camp program in Fullerton, North Dakota tonight, and one later this summer in Medora, and we want you to know about it. Jeff Zarling will also be here to talk about the Bakken Field Tour. There's two dates in July where you'll be able to actually get hands-on and get out there and take a Bakken Field Tour. Tell you all about that coming up today on the program.
See, now, yes. My question is, see this how we can't make the Fullerton event. Is this another excuse for us to go to Medora?
Well, any excuse we
any
need.
Excuse to
we don't
to
need
Medora.
An excuse to go to Medora, nor do we need an excuse to go to the barbecue boot camp. So anyway, but we want others to know about it as well. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. Let us know what's on your mind today on any and all topics. Welcome on the program, Steve Bakken, and yours truly, Scott Hinman, waiting to take your phone calls today. I wanted to talk a little bit about the cigarette tax. We mentioned this briefly yesterday, but as of July 1st, the price of a pack of cigarettes is jumped 180. Well, actually, the tax went up. The tax went up $1.60 per pack. That's a 183% increase in the tax in Minnesota. Now, this is, of course, a boon for border businesses. So if you sell cigarettes in North Dakota, who in their right mind is going to buy them, you know, just across the border in Minnesota, right? So this is certainly a border issue. But if you didn't live on the border, if you lived in, I don't know, Alexandria, Minnesota, would $9 for a pack of Marlboros cause you to say, no mas, I'm done? We asked our listeners on our Facebook page, do you think Minnesota's cigarette tax hike, 183% jump, now in effect, will lead to less smokers in the state? Do they want more money, or do they want less smokers? Do you think, Steve?
Well, I think they're doing it under the guise of, hey, we'll get everybody to quit this way because it's good for you. But especially when you start looking at Minnesota, the nanny state wants more money. You look at what they passed for taxes this time around in that state, and boy, am I really glad I live in North Dakota.
I think this will work. I mean, I know it's gonna work to create more economic activity in North Dakota. We better get that billboard back up.
You know, it's no different than, say, gas. If you're a smoker and you're addicted to the nicotine and you got to have it, you're going to pay for it. We complain about gas prices all we want. Does it make a difference? Not really. Do we still fill up our tanks? Yes, we do, because we have to.
Well, I want to know from smokers out there. I would imagine most smokers want to stop, right? Wouldn't you think most, they cost a lot of money. It's an addictive habit. I'm not a smoker, so I need a little help there. I've never smoked. Never smoked in my entire life. Not even one cigarette. So I am ill-equipped to answer any of these questions that I'm asking myself, but I know there's some qualified participants out there in our audience. I would imagine most of you want to stop. You don't like it, right? It's a lot of money. It's addictive. So what's the pain that causes you to say no more? Is it pocketbook pain? Is it, in this case, some places where it's going to be $9 down in the cities for a pack of cigarettes?
When you put things in intangible, and look what some smokers spend in a month, that's a car payment for a lot of people. You know, you put it in terms of something intangible, and it does make a difference. I've never been a smoker myself. I've never voted for a smoking ban. I figure that's a business's right to decide whether or not they're going to have smoking in their facility, and then it's my right to decide whether or not I'm going to go there or not. Never been a smoker, but always worked in bars and in my youth and getting through college and been around it a lot. I'm pretty sure I've probably had nights DJing at bars or bartending at bars that I probably smoked 2-3 packs a night. Not a fan of smoking. But
here's some answers, by the way, from our Facebook page. Kevin says,
I'm going to tell somebody else not to.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I've been the same way. The Enterprise is a legal product, but I'm just more curious than anything whether, this is like fourth highest in the country now. And other than the border residents, will it have an impact? Will people stop? Kevin says it will have a minimal impact. North Dakota and Wisconsin will enjoy increased tobacco sales as a result. Thanks, Mark Dayton. Rick says, I can't speak for everyone, but my choice to quit had nothing to do with the monetary cost of cigarettes. My choice to quit came from the other cost of smoking, cost to our health. Says his wife and he quit on the same day. Even has it down. I mean, 12-17-03. Way to go, Rick.
Good.
Lee says, yeah, I started smoking to quit chewing gum. I just import my cigars.
Usually that's the other way around. You start chewing the anti-smoking gum.
He might be having fun for us. Peggy says, of course not. People will always find money for habits. There you go. So let us know what you think there. Just kind of curious whether the pain per pack will make a difference or not. Let us know what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550. More coming up.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Scott Hanna, this is what's on your mind, and we want to know, 800-228-0550. We did have a caller call from the Interstate 94 near Dickinson saying there is a blockage there that has caused the backup of traffic and one lane, and did report law enforcement officials with their guns drawn. So not exactly sure what's happening there. If folks are out in that area and listening, want to give us a call and let us know, welcome that. 800-228-0550. July 1st brought, well, higher taxes on cigarettes in Minnesota, and by the way, a doubling in student loan rates as well. We're going to talk with Eric Hardemeyer a little later on about student loans and the Bank of North Dakota's role in that. Meanwhile, back to your calls at 800-228-0550 to talk cigarette taxes or student loan rates or anything else on your mind today.
Let's go to Michael in Crosby. Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Yourself?
Oh, I'm doing all right. You know, living the dream. But what's on my mind is student loans. You were talking about how well the Bank of North Dakota worked with you, and I'm not here to slam the Bank of North Dakota. But I took out a student loan in 2001 because I was going to school for computers. And my wife at the time was going to school for nursing. She was bombing out, so I switched my major over. Helped her get her nursing degree. Went to work in the oil field for 2 years to pay off all our debt, lose my student loan, so I could go back to school and computers. Well, after I worked in the oil field for 2 years, she was off doing her nursing. I decided it was time for me to go back to computers. Well, sorry to say, she took money and ran. She didn't pay off student loan debt. Went to court, and the judge decided she had consolidated our student loan debt about 3 months before she took off, that we would split it. So I would pay my half, she would pay her half. Well, I've offered to pay my half to Bank of North Dakota on multiple occasions, but since it's a consolidated student loan, if she doesn't pay her portion, I'm still obligated to do it. I've sent them copies of the divorce decree and judgment, and they say they don't have to pay any attention to that. So I'm stuck in a position where my credit score is being affected because she won't pay on hers. They say my only option is to pay off her portion of the student loan and then sue her for it. Well, she's not going to pay it, and if I sue her for it, she's just going to declare bankruptcy. So when you get that guy from the Bank of North Dakota on there, ask him what options I have. I would appreciate that.
We will do that, Michael. I would think that would be a battle for the courts more than anything else. And the judge's decree should be the one that forces her hand on paying her fair share of that debt.
Oh, I would think so, too. But the Bank of North Dakota says it don't matter if she pays it or not, but I'm still obligated.
I want to imagine, you know, if you're both obligated on the loan, that's, you know, if one person's not paying, the other one has to pay. So I don't know if that's a Bank of North Dakota thing. I think that's just lending in general. You know, you're obligated, you're signed, and so is
If your name's on the note.
So is she. So in other words, that's the idea of somebody guaranteeing it. If the other person goes south, then they've got you to guarantee it. So I we can ask Eric about that, but I don't think that would be unique to the Bank of North Dakota.
I just thought it was strange that the Bank of North Dakota told me they don't have to listen to any judgment by any court in North Dakota.
In other words, on who owes the debt.
You know, that side of it's a good question for our guest, yeah. For Eric.
Appreciate the call, Michael. Thank you, and best of luck to you. Sorry about the pinch there. Sounds like you certainly acted in the responsible way to try and get things taken care of there. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We asked the question, by the way, on student loan rates today, also on our Facebook page, whether or not the federal government ought to even be in the student loan business. Hal says only to cause confusion. Bill says, why not? Just another thing they can screw up. Debbie says no, as long as there is federal never-ending deep pockets involved, tuitions will continue to skyrocket because there's a limitless amount to be spent, which translates to ever-increasing student loan debt, and is as if Fannie and Freddie weren't enough to convince the country. Grant says, should North Dakota have a state bank? Dan says, the federal government can't even make money at delivering the mail. How? Now they're in the loan business. Maybe the IRS will target students who are conservative and jack their interest rates up. You know, there you go. A little bit of humor today among our audience today on this topic. Should there be a student loan business, says Luke. James says, feds by definition should not be in any business. The problem is that no one, especially the feds, hold any esteem for capitalism and or business. Sam says, hey, this is super simple. Obviously, no, not under any circumstance. And Joanne didn't say no just once. She said no, 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 no. Student loans are the highest debt now. Carol in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away. Carol, turn your radio down, if you would.
Okay.
And because there's a little bit of a delay, so if you turn your radio down, then you'll be able to listen on the phone, and we'll be able to hear each other just fine.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
My issue is I have seen on TV, now the issue is student loans, but I have seen on TV for the IRS that if you have over $10,000 in debt to the IRS, you can get your taxes reduced and pay 14 cents on the dollar. Why doesn't the government do this for the student loans and give the kids a break instead of the people that's had a chance to make their big bucks?
Are you talking about some of those infomercials or some of those commercials you see about, hey, we can control your IRS debt?
Yeah, and it says, you know, if you owe more than $10,000, you can get it, you can pay it back at 14 cents on the dollar. Why don't they do that for the students? For, you know, they're young, they're starting out, they haven't had a job and a chance to get their feet in the water.
Well, Carol, a lot of those aren't legitimate either, though. That's the one thing you have to remember. A lot of those, they say they can get that rate, but you know, they might save you a couple hundred dollars on a $10,000 debt in a lot of cases, but it's going to cost you as well. You're going to get the lawyer's
fees.
You know,
they say, you know, this one guy owed $50,000 and ended up only having to pay $5,400. And you're going, why don't they do that for the student loans instead of the people that has worked for 30, 40 years to make big bucks and then cut them the break?
Carol, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jamie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jamie.
Morning.
Hey, morning, Jamie.
What did you say? Giffords is saying that they still support the Second Amendment, but they want more restrictions on it. Is that what you said?
They were saying that they support gun rights and they're gun supporters, but they're also proponents of tighter background checks and closer oversight by the government.
Yeah, so basically more restrictions. So isn't that like somebody coming out and saying, hey, I support the First Amendment, but I don't think Asians and Mexicans should be able to say the same thing I should, and Muslims shouldn't have the same religious freedoms as me?
Similar. Very similar,
yeah.
Jamie.
What it is, it's a joke. It's just a start. That's why people like Gabby Giffords have no credibility with me.
3 o'clock Friday, Atomic Cafe. We're still waiting for details on if, in fact, she will be at the Mandan Rodeo, as previously advertised. It's supposed to be tomorrow morning, but we have nothing in the way of details on that. Announced by her entourage. Thanks, Jamie. Take a break. Come back with Eric Hardemeyer from the Bank of North Dakota on student loans next.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email the studio, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and we're going to talk a little student loans. Joining us right now with Scott Hannon, I'm Steve Bakken.
Eric Hardemeyer is here, the president and CEO of the Bank of North Dakota. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate you joining us today to school us up a little bit here on this latest discussion on student loans. One question we're curious about, why is the federal government in the student loan business?
Well, Scott, Steve, they've been in the student loan business, you know, for 30, 40 years plus. They've just been at it in a different way, where up until about 1991, they just offered reinsurance or guarantees to lenders that made student loans. In about 1991, under the Clinton administration, they decided that they would like to offer a competing program, a direct program, where they would offer the program directly to students through the universities and financial aid offices. And that got a little traction. I would guess it probably had 25% of the market, and didn't. It stayed about there until, of course, 2010, when our life here at the Bank of North Dakota changed dramatically, when they, through the health care bill, there was a provision in there which eliminated the Stafford program that was offered through the private sector, local banks, which I'm going to include the Bank of North Dakota in. So in a roundabout way, they've been involved in the student loan business for many years. They just decided that they wanted to do it directly rather than through the private sector.
And as of July 1st, we understand the interest rates charged on Stafford loans, is it? Just a particular loan is doubling from 3.4% to 6.8%. What's going on there?
Well, yeah, let me be clear about that, Scott. So right now, the bulk of student loans are what would be called Stafford or unsubsidized loans, and those are at a fixed rate of 6.8%. But for students who qualify based on, you know, their financial situation, they can qualify for a subsidized rate, and that rate is at 3.4%. But what has happened is that over the last year or two, there have been bills that would extend that rate to 3.4%. But it every year, if it's not extended, the threat is that it will go up to the same rate as the unsubsidized rate of 6.8. And so a year ago, they kicked the can down the road and they said, we'll extend it for a year. That year is up as of yesterday. And there is, you know, a lot of debate going on in Congress right now about whether to extend that or to come up with a whole different rate. So that's what's happening right now. It looks like they're trying to figure this out, but they've passed the July 1 date.
Are they going to get it figured out, Eric?
You know, like everything else, you know, once it becomes a crisis and they absolutely have to act, they will. And so I think they will, and there's two different bills out there, competing bills. One would be just simply to extend it, and the other approach is a bipartisan approach, which would change the rate structure completely. And so I think one or the other will happen shortly.
Well, then my other question is, Eric, and that's leading into this, is what does that mean to students who are looking at starting, say, this fall and looking at getting their loans in place, and what does that mean to students down the road?
Well, for the most part, I would guess it's business as usual for the majority of students, where they're going to be taking out Stafford loans at the same rate it's been for, you know, the last 5 years plus at 6.8%. The ones that may be affected are those, as I said, that qualify for the subsidized rate of 3.4. So those students who are, you know, a little bit more economically challenged are going to be the ones that are going to struggle.
If I'm shopping for a student loan,
right?
Do I have a choice of, okay, I'm going to go to the Bank of North Dakota and take a plan that they offer, or I'm going to take a federal plan? What are the options that are out there?
Yeah, Scott, that is a great question. And there's a lot of confusion about the Bank of North Dakota's role in student lending right now. There's a lot of folks that think that we are completely out of the student loan business. And you know, I just thank you for the opportunity to clarify that. The Bank of North Dakota offers what's called a alternative loan. We call it the Dakota Education Alternative Loan Program, or the DEAL program. And that program has actually been around since the late 90s, and it was designed to help students bridge the gap between what they may have saved, what the federal government loans they could get are. So, for example, if you go to UND or NDSU, you know, all in, it's about $15,000. So as a freshman coming in, you may qualify for loans from the federal government through their direct program of about $5,500 today. So that basically leaves you with about a $10,000 nut to crack. And if you're not on a scholarship or your parents haven't saved for you, you know, your alternative then is to come to the Bank of North Dakota, where we will lend you that difference, up to the $10,000 difference. So our program is not necessarily meant to replace the federal program, but rather to complement it and provide, you know, gap financing. So we are, you know, completely committed to that program and have done a lot of volume there. In fact, our volume continues to grow every year, where last year we did somewhere about $120 million worth of deal loans. So we tell folks that it probably is in your best interest to take out this federal direct loans first, because they have certain features to it that we don't have with our deal program. We don't, for example, have income-based repayment. We don't have debt forgiveness. And there are certain public sector types of positions where they will pay the student's debt on their behalf. We don't have those features. And so we really think that students, you know, need to take a look at those federal programs and max those out before they come to us.
Eric, what are we looking at for interest rates when you're looking at the federal programs as opposed to the deal programs through the Bank of North Dakota?
Yeah. Again, thanks for that question. Right now, as I said, the federal program is at 6.8%. Our deal program today, up until the last quarter, which ended June 30th, was about 4.75%. We adjust it quarterly based on, you know, market conditions and so forth. And rates, as you may have known, long-term rates have increased significantly in the last month or so. And so our fixed rate today is 5.7%. Now, let me just throw into that mix is that we also offer a variable rate. So we give the student the option of a fixed rate, so they lock it in at the beginning of their loan term, and it is good for the next 10 to 15 years. But they also have the option of a variable rate, and today that variable rate is at 1.7%. So, you know, very advantageous, but, you know, with that comes the risk that rates rise and their interest rate also rises with it. So we give them the option. We think that they're smart enough to figure out which path they should go.
We want to ask a question that came in from a listener earlier, too, regarding a situation where he and his wife were on a student loan together, evidently for both of them,
yes.
And have since been divorced. Evidently, both signed on the loan. He asked us to ask you, if there was any way for him to get some relief on this, because he evidently is willing to pay his half. His wife, although court mandated to pay her half and obligated according to the court to pay her half, will not pay it. And he's saying, hey, the Bank of North Dakota is holding me to it, and not acknowledging what the court has said that she's liable for it. I want to pay my half, but I don't want to pay her half because it's her obligation. Any suggestion for that individual? He was putting it on the Bank of North Dakota. I said it sounded to me like that would be the case at any bank since you both signed on it. But what advice do you have for him?
Well, let me back you up a little bit. And so you talked about this program where both the husband and wife have signed on, and what we do offer is a consolidation program. And so after I address this one, maybe we can talk a little bit about this. So that's a case where they consolidated both of their debts into one loan. And of course, you know, they've both signed on it. They're both liable. And so as you say, Scott, this would be very similar to the way any other bank would do it, is that they are both liable for the entire amount of debt. And when they signed on to it and consolidated it, you know, they recognize that fact. So, you know, we're gonna do what we think is best for the state. You know, we are stewards of the state's money, and so we are gonna try to collect, you know, what is due the bank and what is due the state. Without getting into specifics about his case, I think that is what people would expect us to do, is to do our best efforts in collecting the debt that is owed the bank, and therefore the state.
And there's always questions about the state-owned bank and a role there, specifically on student loans. This is an asset, if you will, of a piece of infrastructure for you know, the state of North Dakota, and therefore when you do, for instance, the state the student loans that you've talked about today, the different programs, that's just for North Dakota residents?
You know, actually, this is a more of a regional program, Scott, where we realize that, and that's the way it's always been, is that if we're going to offer this program to North Dakota students, you know, going to school here, or North Dakota residents who choose to go to school, you know, outside of the state, then we had to look at this in a little bit broader context, and certainly realizing that we have a lot of students, you know, going to, Moorhead and Concordia, so the border states is where we will, you know, play and offer this program. Now, I'll tell you that the North
Hang on one second, if you want, Eric. We're up against a hard break here. We'll finish on the other side of the break with Eric Hardemeyer from the Bank of North Dakota talking student loans today with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinn, and more after this short timeout on What's on Your Mind, 550 KFIRE and all across the Northern Plains.
When Nessa Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nessa of Nessa Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nessid Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessidconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
On What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. By the way, temps around the region, 59 degrees in, Bismarck. Is that a typo? Is it that chilly yet? 69 in Fargo, 59 in Bismarck, 70 in Tioga, 66 Minot, Grand Forks 70, Jamestown 69, Williston 75, and it looks like a beautiful week. I mean, we don't even see any showers in the forecast, so some change to Friday evening, but otherwise, and look at the great 4th of July coming up. Continuing our conversation with Eric Hardemeyer, president of the Bank of North Dakota, we're talking about student loans. Any questions or comments, by the way, welcome at 800-228-0550. We do have a little more information on that situation on the interstate near Dickinson. We'll have an update from law enforcement on that in just a moment. Sorry, going into the break, Eric, you were starting to talk about who benefits from the program that the Bank of North Dakota offers on student loans, and you were talking about the different schools and students and where they come from. So apologize, yeah. We're up against a heartbreak. Go ahead and finish what you wanted to say there.
Thank you, Scott. So as we were talking about, what is the difference in benefits that a North Dakota resident would have versus someone from out of state using our program? The out-of-state student pays a different interest rate, a higher interest rate. They are a percent higher on both the variable and the fixed rate. And probably the most significant difference is that the North Dakota student pays no fees. zero fees. So the out-of-state student pays a 3% fee. And, of course, we use that fee to cover losses that we may have as some students default and to cover, you know, operating and overhead to run the program. So, you know, in a way, we're getting the out-of-state schools to pay for us to run the program and to cover our loss claim. So it's really a good deal for the North Dakota students, you know, with a lower interest rate and no fees.
Eric, when I was going to the University of North Dakota and I took out my student loans, the biggest advantage I had as a student was having the flexibility of what I consider the Bank of North Dakota being a local lender. Not having to deal with the federal government, being able to call up the Bank of North Dakota and going, yeah, okay, things are a little tight this semester as I'm paying off my loans. Is there flexibility in there? And that was the biggest thing that I saw. What are some of the advantages for having that flexibility with the Bank of North Dakota as opposed to other lenders?
Well, I'll put it this way. You know, in terms of, you know, the Bank of North Dakota service versus the federal government, that is the reason, Steve and Scott, that we fought so hard 3-4 years ago to be able to continue providing this service through the Bank of North Dakota rather than the federal government taking it over on the federal guarantee program, is because we believe that we could deliver better customer service. So you call the bank up, you get a live body, you get good response, somebody who really cares about the student. And at its core, that's the difference, is that we really care about the student and, you know, making sure that they are treated with respect and that we're taking care of their issues to the best of our ability. And, you know, we just don't see that happening with, you know, the federal government and how they choose to service loans. As you can imagine, it goes into this big, large servicing agency and you're just a number. And so there's a big difference, we believe, in how we can provide service and how the federal government, acting through their federal contractors, behave.
Eric Hardemeyer, president of and CEO of Bank of North Dakota. Eric, I got a student going off to college. How do I get a hold of the Bank of North Dakota to look into the loan programs?
Fairly easily. I just go ahead and look at our website. We have a really good website, you know, not only for students but for parents. You know, anybody, you know, interested in what it takes to go to college, what all the programs are out there, what are the scholarships. So we do a little bit more than just lending. So I would first of all direct you to our website, which is www.bankmd.nd.gov. And so you would want to click on the College Planning Center, and that will take you through, you know, anything you would want to know about going to school, to filling out the FAFSA form, to the scholarships that are available, to our loan programs. It's all out there, and we pride ourselves on having a very good website to take care of all those questions.
Eric, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it very much.
Well, I appreciate you having me on here, Scott and Steve. Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you. By the way, this hour of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. It's time for the North Dakota Ag Minute.
It's time for another What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Why do farmers do what they do? Here with some answers is Dawn with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Dawn, today's question is, why do you castrate male calves?
Well, farmers castrate for three main reasons. It's one, management; two, safety; and three, believe it or not, taste. We don't want male calves to breed their sisters, and a steer, which is what we call a male without its reproductive organs, is less aggressive than a bull. Steers tend to gain weight more efficiently and produce better tasting meat than bulls, and isn't it all about taste when you're eating beef?
Is it ever. Thanks, Dawn. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Now there's medicine for bad smells. Odor meds, that's right. And it works. Here's Daryl from this New Zealand, North Dakota company to tell you how great this product works in getting rid of those terrible smells.
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Our company, based out of Zeeland, North Dakota, manufactures the product and distributes it worldwide. It uses chlorine dioxide, and chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer, and it actually will destroy the odor molecule. We don't put fragrances in our products, so what we do is we actually destroy the odor so it does not come back. We actually offer a 100% odor-free guarantee. If we can't destroy the odor with our product when you buy it, we'll give you 100% of your money back.
Great deal for you if you use promo code SCOTT, 10% off your order and free shipping. Call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to StopSmellNow.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.